Hello.
Hi, is this Barr?
Yes, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking. So, of course, I did want to follow up with you. I'm assuming then that you had a chance to take a look at the email that I sent out to you?
Yes, I did. I'm here with LDOT, the general contractor, the president, CEO of the company.
Great.
And he's listening to the conversation.
Wonderful.
Hey, how are you, Paul?
I'm doing quite well. I appreciate you asking. So did you guys have any questions about some of the stuff that we talked about or anything that you might have seen in the email?
Nothing in specific. Just good to have a better understanding of that. Hold on, Paul. Let me find that email and send it to LDOT.
Okay.
I'm going to review it as we speak, if you don't mind.
Perfect.
Because I'm probably going to have a few questions as we go along.
Of course.
So I can get a better understanding of what you guys do and how we're going to benefit from it and what is it costing and how we can help each other.
Sounds like a plan.
Excuse me. If I wanted to summarize this in a nutshell, the package that you guys offer is $299 a month, and it's a month-to-month package.
And right.
Based on this, we can get a few things going. Number one is on the search engine, or when people are looking up for our line of work, they will see us on the first page at the very top. Maybe the first few, our name will pop up.
Right, that's exactly correct. So people won't need to know the name of the business. In fact, they're going on Google or they're going on Bing, they're on their smartphone or their computer, and they're looking for someone to call. So they're simply typing in the keywords related to the services, and that's when the business will pop up. And of course, from there, they pick up the phone, they see the website, they make the educated and informed choice to reach out and call you. So it's very different than like a lead-based service. I mean, obviously with a lead-based service, a lot of times it's a shared lead system. You get a lead, your competitors get the same lead. You're all chasing down that same potential customer. With this, your potential customer is going to choose you over your competitors. They'll, like I said, have seen that website before they call you. So by the time they're even dialing your phone, they're hoping that you're available, hoping you answer the phone, hoping that your price is fair because they do want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate. No matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it is a flat rate. And for that package, it's a real budget-friendly way to cover, you know, kind of the greater LA area. And we can target specific cities, big and small, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is going to be that flat rate, that $299.
And as far as the keywords, how many keywords we...
So that's a really good question. I know that other services will limit you because they're limited with their ability to target keywords. With our service, we're creating additional content. I mean, the businesses that actually pop up ahead of their competitors, they're not there because they've been around the longest, have the biggest company, or even do the best job in town, but they do pop up ahead of their competitors because they've got the content online that Google looks for. So whether it's something like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Google, Bing, Apple Maps, or any of the other content that Google wants to see, like a website, that destination or directory or platform will talk about all of your services, talk about your service area. So you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. I mean, obviously you provide a lot of different services And even within each of those services, there are multiple ways that someone can type it in. With this, even for misspellings and things like that, you can pop up. Now, as far as the ads go, we typically run between 6 and 8 ads at a time, usually for your most profitable services or the services you want to focus on at that point in time. We do obviously audit those ads, and the ones that work, we leave them alone. The ones that aren't getting a lot of traction, we reword or, put in a different keyword and things like that. But, our job is to get your phone ringing. Our job is to put you on the first page for all the different services that you provide so you can get those phone calls and opportunities.
So I'm sure I'm not the only contractor. So, there's going to be several contractors on the same location.
Right. You won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search, and certainly not everyone who sees you on the first page will ultimately decide to call you, but that's actually a good thing. Again, the people that call you will only be reaching out to you after seeing your website, so you're getting a quality call from someone who does want to work with you. Now, strict Google guidelines mean that we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. So for the local campaign, and that radiates outward from your specific zip code, that is where we kind of start our focus. That's where your central hub is, and then your relevance and authority radiates outward from there. We are allowed a little bit of overlap with the ads, but again, it's not in our best interest nor in our client's best interest to be competing against ourselves, right? We wouldn't want to be working with your competitors or limiting your phone calls, especially when we're taking it on a month-to-month basis and we have to get you enough work to make you want to keep the service, and even at that reduced rate. I mean, this is the platinum package. There is a link on the email to the pricing page itself where it is listed at $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup fee. So I was able to reduce the cost of the service from $5.99 down to $2.99. That's our legacy rate. Once you hit 25 years in business, we reduce the cost of the service by 50%. That actually does, though, put us below our operating costs. I mean, it's listed at $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee because that's about what we spend in the first month to get you on that first page to create all that content, to pay for the ads and things like that. So we certainly have to earn your business for several months just for us to break even. But we know that our clients keep the service long-term, even though there are no long-term contracts. It is, of course, month to month, and you can stop at any time. But our clients that give the service the opportunity to work, they do see success, and no one cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. So, of course, it's our job to make sure that you're getting those phone calls.
Okay, so when I look, I'm online, and I'm looking at Platinum and Platinum Premier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to understand the difference between them.
Right.
When it says optimized website
So the main difference between the Platinum package and the Platinum Premier package is Google paid ads. There is an upgrade too from optimized landing page to optimized website. And that would be only relevant if you didn't already have a website, right? I mean, if you didn't have a website, we would want you to have some type of online presence. We would create either a landing page for you or a custom website. But I like the look of your website. It's Google compliant. It's mobile optimized. It's conversion and user friendly.
I just found out that we do it on mobile we have a glitch on our mobile
It looks like for the most part it does shrink to fit. I mean, it kind of stacks on itself.
No, when you try to scroll through it, when you try to, not scroll, how do you say it, navigate through the site, it keeps on bouncing you to the same page.
Yeah, I wasn't clicking on everything, but it did look to be a mobile optimized site.
It is.
Yeah, and that's really the point. I mean, as long as you have a site that renders well on a smaller screen, like a tablet or, let's be honest, a smartphone, Then your website can rank well if it has the right off-page optimization, the right directories linked to it, and things like that. So there are some smaller differences between the Platinum package and the Platinum Premier package. If you didn't have a website, I would be requesting the upgrade to the custom website from the landing page anyway. But since you have a website, you know, we would be promoting that website. We're not building a landing page or a website. That is included in the package, which is part of why I'm waiving the entire setup fee, because you already do have a website. We don't have to create either a landing page or a website. So I'm taking that setup fee away. Instead of $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee, it's just $2.99 out the door. So you're saving actually $5.99 in your first month alone. It's almost like getting the first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But it's actually better than that because it won't go up to $5.99 ever. It'll stay at $2.99.
Paul, we got that. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, as far as I need to go through a few questions to make, and I'm making quick decisions. As far as Facebook, what other platform do you guys work with and post to? Like, I see Facebook in here. What about Instagram? I don't know, you have TikTok or whatever that is.
Right. Yeah, we're not currently submitting to those platforms, not even on any of the packages. Our main focus is going to be Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, the Facebook ads. But there are other destinations and directories known to the public and unknown, Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav. We don't create that content so your customers can see it. We create that content because Google wants to see it. And like I said, when it talks about your company, your services, your service area, it kind of reinforces the fact that if someone were to call you guys, you can provide those services. That's the content that's going to get you on the first page of Google and Bing. That's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made.
Okay, so assuming I'm signing up in the next 20 minutes, what's the process? What goes next?
Right.
How long does it take to get live, and how quickly can it resolve?
Yeah, great questions. So the first thing we would do is put you through to a client interview technician. That would be at some point today. If you were available at 3 o'clock, we can do your follow-up call then. But that's where we kind of go into deeper detail about your services and your service area. We'll generate the list of keywords that we think are relevant. We submit that to you by email. You can say, add another one or get rid of that one or, hey, it looks great. But we'll talk to you also about, you know, mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline. We start creating that content right away. It does take about 3 or 4 business days for that content to get fully created and indexed. Your Facebook ads are usually live. They want us to say 7 to 10 business days, but it's usually 7 days or less. So it does happen quickly. It has to when it's a month-to-month service. Yeah, the Facebook page. If you don't have a Facebook page, we can link it to your personal Facebook page or create a business Facebook page.
Yeah, I'd rather create a new one. Okay, that's fine. I may have one, but I don't even know. I don't want it to be linked to my personal one.
I mean, it's not that that potential customers would see it. They're seeing an ad that we create, but just so you can manage and access it, see how effective it is and things like that, it would route through a link or a Facebook page that you have, whether it's a personal Facebook page or a business Facebook page.
I may have one anyway, but we'll go over that. That's
okay.
Okay, and this is obviously a month-to-month, and then after the 4 days, it will go live, you said?
Right, yeah. Everything that we create starts to get crawled and indexed by Google and Bing. Now, industry standard says 60 to 90 days for first page placement. We're a Google partner, so we say 30 to 45 days for the optimum placement, best return on your investment. Now, that's worst case scenario, right? Usually you're going to see that placement and start receiving phone calls. We fully expect you, in fact, to see the return on your investment in that first month. It is month to month for a good reason. I wouldn't offer it to you below what it costs for us to create it in that first month if I didn't fully expect you to see the return on investment and keep the service long term.
Okay, so instead of me using Google Ads, I'm just going to use you guys, and I'm getting much more than what I'm using in Google Ads.
Right. I mean, the Google Ads, the pay-per-click AdWords campaign, that, again, going back to it, is the main difference between the Platinum package and the Platinum Premier package. We are Google certified to run ads, and you know, we do that for some of our clients. I don't necessarily think it's the best bang for your buck when a click costs $5 to $15 or even $20. In some industries and areas, you know, clicks are like $30, $40 each per click. Doesn't necessarily even mean that you'll get a phone call. So, you know, for companies where, you know, they want to keep it budget friendly but still see a good return on their investment, the Platinum package is the best bet.
Okay, so let's sign it up. Let's see what we get from that, and then we'll see how we can continue.
Sure. And the best part about it is it is month to month. Now, I just need a little bit of time, a couple of minutes here, like you said, kind of circling back to the 20 minutes kind of thing. And I can have you both on here as points of contact, but it seems like Far, you're kind of the one who's going to manage the account, the one that we'd be talking to for that follow-up call and things like that.
Sure, I'll be the one, and if needed, I'll come back to Elda.
So as far as what you need to do, I don't know if you have an admin for the account and then someone that can manage it, or I don't know how does it work as far as going on, looking at, I'm sure there's a mobile app and whatnot.
Yeah, of course. You'll have a mobile app. You'll also have access from any laptop or any computer or smartphone to log into your tracking system, and you've got 24/7 access to that. So I just need a little bit of information to get everything kind of organized here, and then we'll set up the follow-up call. The phone number that we're speaking on now, the 310-463-5890. Now, is this a good number for you, Far? Is that the number that you would want us to call to contact you regarding the account?
Yeah, but set up the account, the main phone number for the account to be under my number, but put you as the point of
reference.
Okay. Yeah.
Are we using the phone number on the website, though, to promote for the business itself, the number you want your customers to call? Okay, so
323-816-8033.
Yeah, that's my... Okay. And correct me if I'm wrong, the business itself is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer, no one really comes to you, there's no physical address, no brick-and-mortar showroom. Google expects it to be that way. I mean, even if you had like a shop where you kept your...
We do have like an actual address, but that's an office. It's not a showroom.
It's an office, yeah. I was going to say, even if you've got an office where you do your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment, if customers don't regularly come to you, Google won't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you'll be out in the field most days. Now, the address that I did have, though, was 2355 Westwood Boulevard, number 428. Do you receive mail at that address?
That's actually our mailbox. That's our mailing address.
Okay. Is that like a personal mailbox or post office box?
It is what it is, yes. It is that.
It is. Okay. So yeah, Google doesn't
have an office address.
You have a physical office address. So I mean, Google would rather have like a physical office address than a post office box, because for the businesses that appear on the first page, they need to be local businesses, and Google can never be sure if a post office box is rented by someone outside of town. So where is the physical office located?
Excuse me, 17003.
Mm-hmm.
Ventura Boulevard.
That's in Encino, right?
Yes.
So 17003 Ventura Boulevard, and then
suite
that
number
populates
200.
Suite 200, and that populates as 91316.
Yes.
You said suite 200. Okay, perfect. And then Far, I never did get your last name.
It's L-A-L-E-Z-A-R-I-A-N.
You said L like Larry, A like apple, then another L, E like Edward, and then Z like zebra?
Yes.
And then was it A R?
I A N.
I A N.
Yes, man.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. And then if you guys don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. Now, would you be available at 3 o'clock in that 3 o'clock hour for that follow-up call from our technician?
Yes. That would be 30 minutes, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So it is going to be scheduled then from 3 until 4. The call takes about half that time, so it usually gets you right at or near the top of the hour, in this case 3 o'clock. If I am actually in between phone calls myself when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well in the beginning part of it, just to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice and I may already be on a call, but either way, we'll give you that call in that 3 o'clock hour. I did want to set up a little bit of added security on the account, just a question and an answer, and this is for your protection. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are affiliated with your business will need to know the answer to this question. We may ask it at any time. And even more importantly, anyone who calls you telling you that they're with Google or Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Anyone who cannot provide that information for you within 30 seconds, just politely let them go. If they're asking you for additional money, just politely let them go. I'll do the voice verification in a minute. It does get recorded, and it does attach to your protection or to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is going to bill once a month, in this case on the first of the month, in the exact amount of $299, and there's never any additional cost. So again, if anyone's asking you for more money, just politely let them go. If you have any questions, please give us a call. Now, your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
If it's going under me for payments and whatnot, you can go with the you said my pet name, you asked me?
Did you say Jasmine?
Pet name. You said a pet name?
Your yeah, the first pet's name. Yeah. And what was the name?
Jack. J-A-X.
Oh, Jax. I wasn't sure if you said Jasmine or not. So Jax, J-A-X. Yeah, as long as you guys both know the answer to it. So the security question is first pet's name. The answer is Jax, J-A-X. And then, the business name itself, is it Style Build? Is that how you want the company branded, the same as the website?
This is the brand. That's the DBA. The actual company name is One Enterprises, Inc. DBA Style.
DBA Style Build?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then, like I said, if you don't have any other questions, I guess my question would be, and how exactly did you want the business to be branded on Google and Bing and all the additional destinations?
Style Build, one word.
Style Build, gotcha, one word. Perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would, it looks like we're all set except for the voice verification. Give me just 1 second here.
Can it be two voice recognition or just one?
One word, right? Style Build?
No. The voice recognition can be two different voices or one voice.
Well, either one of you can answer the questions since you're both on the call. And I'll just notate it accordingly. So Style Build is one word. It appears on your website as all caps. I don't know how you wanted it to be branded. Just the capital S or the S and the B capitalized?
You want Style Build, all capital letters connected to each other?
Yes.
Yes. Style Build, capital.
Style Build, all caps. Perfect. That's how I had it. I just wanted to verify it. So yeah, either one of you guys can answer the questions. I'll just notate accordingly. But the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of the business as you want it to appear online?
Style
Build. I have Style Build in all caps. Okay. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Eldad Solomon, President.
Okay. And Eldad, as the president of the company, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, you or FAR are authorized users on that account?
Yes.
Okay, and I do, just for the record, have both of you guys on this particular phone call. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both our company as well as from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you guys will do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason we ask, though, is all the content that we'll be creating for the business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of the business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of the business information is always accurate. Now, that is fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will make sure that no physical address appears for the business online since you always go out to the customer. Now, we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply and even waiving the one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive, will be charged today's date, the 1st of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and of course, the social media, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. Now again, it is offered on a month-to-month basis. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the first of the month. And that exact same reduced rate of $299, once again, that rate will never go up on you. You may cancel at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. It's completely at will. You can even pause the service if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, the service could be paused seasonally, although I don't see that necessary in this case. But all that you would need to do to prevent the charge to the next month of service would be to contact our client support team. We do ask that you contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you guys understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
It'd be MasterCard.
On that particular card, how does the name appear? Is it the business name or one of yours?
It's Eldad Salomon.
And that's Eldad?
Mm-hmm.
And then Solomon.
S-O-L-O-M-O-N.
Yep. And then you said it was a MasterCard. So that should actually start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
5474.
Mm-hmm.
5474-1520.
Yes, sir.
3611-7567.
Okay. The expiration month and year?
11/28.
11 of 2028, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
531.
You said 531, 531 on the back?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, so I have 531 on the back. I've got November or 11 of 2028 for the expiration. And the card itself, is it 5474, 1520, 3611, 7567?
You got it.
Okay. And what is the billing address of that card?
Is it your home address?
My billing address for that card is 2355
mm-hmm.
Westwood Boulevard, Suite 428, 90064.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Go ahead.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach our client support agents. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that day or the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. When you receive,
I have a question, Paul, for you.
Sure. Sure, of course.
What email address are you sending it to?
Yeah, that is a good question. Let me just go back and get that real quick. It's the one that I had sent the previous email to. I just have to go back to the other page. My system's a little slow right now. So the email that we have is far@style-build.com.
The main email address is under LDOT. I'm secondary, he's primary. You want to put both emails on there?
I can do that, but you want his to be primary. And is that just l.at style-build.com?
Yes.
Okay, so let me update that in our system. So that will be where those emails go, but I'll also forward you on those emails too. And like I said, in just about a minute, you'll receive that that email. Okay. Now, one of the things that you're going to get here is that confirmation email through our system and the initial invoice. I'm going to have you, once you get it, let me know. I just wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. And then, so it's a little bit late in the day. Actually, it's too, what I should say really, although it is late in the day, it's too close to your follow-up call. It's too close to your client interview for our automated system to send you a reminder an hour prior. I mean, we're about 20, 25 minutes away from when you should get that phone call. But I'm going to send you in just a minute here a calendar invite. The calendar invite really is just more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. There's no problem if you do. And again, that's going to go out. The system's going to send all emails automatically to the LDAD at style-build.com, and then we'll be forwarding or attaching those emails to you as well, at least some of them far. Did you guys happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent? It looks like it's still in the queue. I just wanted to make sure that the email address is accurate. It's E-L-D-A-D at style, and then there's a hyphen, right? Style-build.com?
Yeah, just got a text, and I got the text.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So you should, the system, yeah, the system sent it now. The system sends emails in bulk every couple of minutes, so depending on when I press send, it might be a second or so, but it looks like you should have also gotten the email. You'll get the other emails too, and I'm glad they didn't actually piggyback with this one, because it's just the one that I wanted you to see right now. It says local splash initial invoice.
And if
you've got the text, yeah, I mean, if you click on it, it says, I agree to receive SMS messages to my phone. It does have the 5890 number on there for text messages. I can change that if you like, but you know, obviously we want to be able to send SMS messages or text messages through the computer. And then the other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do, of course, want you to click on that.
Paul, you're going. Hold on, Paul.
Oh, I'll be happy to be as slow as you need me to be. Yeah.
You're going too fast.
I wasn't sure if you guys were ahead of me or not, because I heard you say I have to sign it.
With the phone number, the one that, you know, I'm here to sign, but this is the phone number is going to use for one, for the main account, for authorizations and whatnot, because we're going to speak for the nodes, for communication, the two phone numbers, but the main phone number for authorizations and whatnot needs to be my phone number, the 323 area code.
Okay, so the 323 for the main phone number. Okay. Yeah, so. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we've got everything sent out in a timely fashion. But the 323-816-8033, that's going to be the primary contact number you want us to use to call you if you've got any questions. So that's going to go to LDAD, right?
Right, but I don't have the login information yet.
Okay, so the reason you don't have a login yet is, well, our automated system is about two steps ahead of us right now. The automated system, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now. So that's why it's taking you to the login page. Neither of which is really true at this point. We actually have to do the client interview first so that we can start creating that content that will then be tracked. But in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email both the username and the default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never change it, and that's fine too. The username is the original number that we use to contact. So the username is 310-463-5890. No dashes, no spaces, parentheses, or anything like that. It's just the phone number. So,
Paul, hold on for a second, please.
Sure, not a problem.
Paul, you can use that user ID for now, username, the 310.
We can modify it later on because this thing is going too fast for a second and we already going, you know, it's been a while on the phone. I have to move on to other stuff.
No, that's quite all right. I mean, that if you guys want us to change the username for you, we can. We can change it to the 323 phone number. Would that be better for you guys?
Sure.
Okay. We'll update that on our end then.
User, that's the idea. We need to have the admin user and a secondary user. That's what we're trying to get.
Okay, right. So yeah, your dashboard's not active yet and we'll update that information. So right now I can't update it right away, but I'll update it in just a couple of minutes here and then we'll send out that client interview reminder, okay, once we update that.
Okay.
But you're all set and squared away. The follow-up call is scheduled at 3. As soon as I get the notes in, our technician will start to prepare. They might call you right at 3 or a couple of minutes after 3. Like I said, if I'm in between phone calls, when they're ready to call, I'll be on the beginning part of that call as well. The number that we're going to call, is it the 310 or the 323 number?
The
310, please.
The 310 number. Okay, so that'll be the number that we call for the follow-up call of a client interview. And we'll be talking to you guys in just a few minutes here.
Thank you.
Thank you both. I appreciate you guys. You take care. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Take care. Bye.